So with the headlines at 10:30, I'm Jason Rossum. Good morning. Every letterbox in London will receive a leaflet about the swine flu virus over the next few days. Tests are expected to reveal today whether 23 people in the UK have swine flu. The funeral of Ian Tomlinson's taking place today. The 47-year-old died during the G20 process in the city on April the 1st. Footage of the man apparently being pushed by a police officer led to an investigation by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. Van maker LDV's applied to go into administration. The company's been struggling in the recession and now has a week to find a buyer. Staff have been told to stay away from work. And an East London borough has become the first in the country to regularly screen pupils for weapons at all of its secondary schools. Every student going into the Lammas School in Leighton this morning will be checked by a knife arch. Time for London's weather. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
The skies are clear of cloud today, so we're getting some delightful sunshine through, and that's lifting the temperatures after a chilly start. So we'll get to 17 degrees today with light winds, feeling very pleasant by the afternoon. There will be rain tomorrow, I'm afraid, but a dry enough end to the week, and the weekend isn't looking too bad.
Those are the headlines. Jules Lang has the travel.
First with the roads, west to Wembley. We've got severe delays on the
Shit, it's Vanna McKinnon.
Drury Way